要实际来得到这个牛奶玉米之地啊，实际的行动应该是怎么做？
In order to get inherit the land of which flows with honey and milk, it is important that we have to take positive actions.
最重要的就是要跨过约旦。
Important thing is we have to be able to cross the River Jordan.
要跨过约旦河，最重要就是要跟着约柜来走。
In order to cross the River Jordan, we have got to follow the ark.
是我们知道所应该走的道路。
So that we may know the way which we should go.
这告诉我们服侍神哈，要照着神的带领。
This tells us that when we serve God, we must serve according to His guidance.
好，我们现在来看那个哥林罗马书十二章。
Let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12。
所以弟兄们，我把神的慈悲劝你们，应当将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。这个第一节啊，是叫我们要把身体献上，当作活祭。
The verse one tells us that we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
也就是把我们自己献给神的。
That is, we have to offer ourselves to God.
不只是说我们的钱财。
It's not just our money.
神要的是我们自己献给他。
What God wants is we present ourselves.
这是圣洁的，神所喜悦的。
It is holy and acceptable to God.
我们在这里的受训呢，这就是要过一个把自己当活祭献给神的生活。
We are being trained here because we want to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
但是第二节一样重要啊。
But verse 2 is equally important.
不要效法世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。这里说服侍神啊，要查验神的旨意。
And here it tells us that in order to serve God, we must find out what the will of God is.
那这个旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
The will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect.
这是服侍一个最高的境界。
So this is the highest level of our servitude.
能够照着神的旨意来做。
That we can do in accordance with the will of God.
我们能服侍蒙神纪念。
That our service will be remembered by the Lord.
那怎么做得到呢？
How could we achieve this?
第二节的前面说，要心意更新而变化。
And verse 2, in the beginning, it tells us that we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
这样我们才能够查验神的旨意。
So that we may prove what is the will of God.
所以神的旨意也就是用我们的心啊去查验。
So the will of God will be proved by our mind.
那心要更新，神的旨意才看得清楚。
It's only through the renewal of our mind that we can see clearly the will of God.
那这什么意思？
So what do you mean by that?
我举个例子哈。
Let me show you an example.
如果教会要买会堂哈。
If the church is to purchase a new chapel.
你觉得会堂买在你家旁边好，还是越远越好？
Is it better to be nearer to your home or the further away the better?
教会要买会堂。
So if the church is to purchase a chapel.
离你家近好还是远好？
Should the location be the nearer to your home the better or the further away the better?
一般的情况哦，都是越近越好，是不是？
For most people, they would say the nearer the better.
比较近啊。
Because it's nearer.
所以我们教会也发生过啊。
And this actually happened in one of our churches.
教会要买会堂。
The church is to purchase a chapel.
现在看到一个地方。
They spotted or they found a location.
那离开那个要买的地方近的信徒啊，就说这是神的旨意。
And so, to those who live nearby the prospective location, they will say, "Oh, that's the will of God."
到处打听了，这个就是神的旨意。
So they keep on phoning everyone and says, "That's the will of God."
然后那个住比较远的说，这怎么是神的旨意
？For those who are away, far away from that location, they will say, "How could that be the will of God?"
为什么？因为他开车开很久啊。
Why did they say that? Because they have got to drive a long way.
所以后来那个教会啊，没有买成了。
So eventually, they could not purchase the building.
啊，找了好几个地方。
They found other locations.
最后啊，他们又看到一个地方。
At the end, they found another location.
那个负责人就开会。
And the board had a meeting.
说，诸位，我们现在大家都不要打电话互相联络，好不好？
And says, "Oh, please, no more phoning around."
你们自己去看。
You go and look for yourself.
那看完之后，你们自己祷告。
After you've seen it for yourself, you have to pray.
问神啊。
Ask God.
哦，这个好不好？
Let's do it. Okay.
哦，然后过了两个礼拜，我们开信徒大会。
And after 2 weeks, we are going to have a members' general meeting.
很奇妙哦。
And wonderfully.
他们都没有互相打电话哦。
They stopped phoning one another.
自己去看，然后自己祷告。
They see for themselves and then they pray about it.
结果。但信徒大会投票啊，只有一票反对，其他全部都通过了。
So during the general meeting, only one opposed and everyone else agreed.
后来搬进去以后
，And after they moved in，
过了一段时间呢、啊、
，And after a while，
大家才发现说，那一个地点其实是最适合所有信徒的地方。
Then they realized that that particular location is the most suitable location for every member.
起先他们不知道。
In the beginning, they never realized that.
这个叫做心意更新而变化。
So this is the transformation of our mind, the renewing of our mind.
就是这个会堂要买在哪里，对整体的圣工有最大的帮助。
That means that the new location of the chapel, where should it be, so that it will be the most beneficial for the overall divine work.
而不是以我个人的方便与否来决定是不是神的旨意。
It should not be decided whether it is the will of God based upon whether it is convenient for me personally.
所以大家这个心态有这种很小小的转变哦，那你就可以查验神的旨意。
So if only we adjust our mindset just a little bit, then we can find out what the will of God is.
你就可以看到约柜走在前面，你就可以看到神在带领。
Then you can see that the ark is actually at the front, and we can see the God guiding us.
所以说，我们服侍神的困难呢，真的不是在技巧上。
The difficulties in serving God does not lie with skills.
是看清楚神要我们做什么。
Is to truly see what God wants us to do.
如果你很确定这是神的旨意
，If you are very sure that that is the will of God,
一切困难都可以解决。
Then all the difficulties will be resolved.
因为神的旨意，神一定会解决一切困难。
Because if it is the will of God, God will solve all your problems.
这是我们从出埃及记里面他们的旷野的旅程可以看得出来。
There's something that we can see in the book of Exodus when they wandered in the wilderness.
所以要让约柜走在前面。
So we must ask the ark, we must let the ark walk up front.
那我们就跟在后面。
Now we just need to follow at the back.
就可以跨过约旦。
Then we can cross the river Jordan.
好，那我们现在看过约旦河以后要怎么办呢？
After they cross the river Jordan, what next?
我看约书亚记。
Let's look at Joshua.
约书亚记的第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
第六章是在讲攻打耶利哥城。
In chapter 6, it talks about attacking the city of Jericho. Let's read verse 2.
神对约书亚说，看啊，我已经把耶利哥跟耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手中。为什么以色列百姓能够用这么独特的方法把耶利哥攻下来？
How could the Israelites conquer the city of Jericho using such unique methods?
因为第二节说，神说，我已经交给你了。
Because verse 2 says, God says, I have given it to you.
这个是在灵界里面发生的事。
This is something that happens in the spiritual realm.
神已经把耶利哥交给约书亚。
God has already given the city of Jericho to Joshua.
英文怎么写？
Verse 2 it says, See, I have given Jericho into your hand.
I have given to you. 完成事，我已经给你了。
So it is something that that already happened because it says I have given.
那约书亚要用行动啊，把它攻啊。
But Joshua needs to take action.
但是结果神已经讲了，我已经给你了。
But right at the beginning, God has already told him the end result.
所以到最后约书亚就能够打败。
So Joshua at the end could conquer.
所以约书亚能够打败，不在乎他个人。
So it is not just up to Joshua himself.
是在那个属灵的层面上，神已经给他，所以在这个前提之下，约书亚才能够把耶利哥打下来。
Because prior to that, on a spiritual level, God has already given to him, so that's why he could conquer the city.
那今天我们在做圣工，也是要有同样的一种心态。
Today, likewise, when we serve the Lord, we must have the same mindset.
如果在属灵的层面
，on a spiritual level,
神已经帮助你了。
If God has already helped us,
那你就发现了，你要做的工作很顺利。
Then you realize that whatever you are doing, it will go smoothly.
有一个教会要买会堂。
There was another church who wants to purchase a chapel.
这个是圣何基教会啊。
That's in San Jose.
它是一个华人教会。
The former building belongs to a Chinese denomination. When they put the chapel up for sale, they have four or five buyers. Including a Buddhist organization. And everyone are willing to put in a high price.
但是那一个牧师啊, 他就是要卖给我们。
But the pastor of the denomination insists on selling it to us.
那我们教会买的那个价钱比其他教会的大概少
The price that our church can afford is about 300,000 US less than other organizations.
这个在人看起来不可能。
To man, it seems totally impossible.
You know, 他卖给我们价钱比较低。
Because we are offering a much lower price.
就低很多。
And actually, that's a great difference.
那为什么他会卖给我们?
How come that they are willing to sell it to us?
如果用属灵层面来讲, 因为神已经给我们。
From a spiritual level, because God has already given it to us.
那神已经给我们, 他就会卖给我们。
If God has already given it to us, then surely He will sell it to us.
这个就是我们服侍神的信心。
And this is the faith that we have when we serve the Lord.
一切的主权在神。
All the authority rests with God.
神要给你, 一切困难都可以克服。
If God is to give it to you, all you can overcome all difficulties.
我最近听到一个弟兄在买房子。
Recently, I heard that a brother is trying to buy a house.
他一直向神祷告。
He continued to pray to God.
他说呢,如果你给我一个房子, 我很希望用我的房子做家庭聚会来布道。
He says, if you enable me to buy the house, then I'm more than willing to use my place as a family worship location.
我听他讲买房子的过程, 我只能说, 这个是因为神要给你。
And so after I've heard what happened, I can only say that because God wants to give it to you.
所以那个房本来要卖房子那个人啊，这个条件一直降，降到就刚好适合他。
So the seller keep on lowering the conditions until it reached the brother can afford.
因为神已经把这个房子给他了。
Because God has already given the house to him.
所以。 很多的困难, 诶,
so God helped him to solve all the problems so that eventually he could successfully purchase it.
非常的感谢,
and he was very thankful.
而这不是我自己做得到,
because he realized that it would never be something that he could achieve alone.
这是神给他,
God gave it to him.
而我们服侍神,
so when we serve the Lord, we must have the same mindset.
神是一切的主宰,
God is the master of all.
他把耶利哥给约书亚, 所以约书亚照神的方法照照，他就倒了。
He gave the city of Jericho to Joshua, so after Joshua and the people walked around it several times, the city wall fell.
我们教会有一个姐妹, 她说她从大学毕业到现在, 她从来没有找过工作。
One of our sisters says that since she graduated from university, she could never find a job.
没有找过工作了哈。
She never attempted to find a job.
那每一个工作都是人来找他的。
Because every job started from the employer.
他很热心的。
She was very fervent.
教会做很多工作。
And she did a lot of work in church.
他有一个信心的。
She has this faith.
一切在神。
Everything is with God.
所以他这个工作结束了，哎，另外又有人来找他。
So after she finished a job, then someone else would come to employ her.
所以如果神要这个工作给你,
so if God is to give the work to you,
就是你的, 不管几个人在应征,
that job will belong to you regardless how many people want that job.
如果一个姐妹,
there was another sister.
她很久没有来教会,
for a long time she had not been coming to church.
或者她开始回来教会,
then eventually she started to return.
她在讲啊, 我最近找工作找不到,
she mentioned that recently she couldn't find a job.
然后啊, 就另外一个姐妹跟她见证,
and other sister bear testimony,
就是她怎么找工作,
and help her and tell her how to find a job.
后来她就把履历表全部都改了,
and so eventually she changed her CV completely.
因为那个她写的那个履历表哦, 是经过好像灌水的, 不是真正的她了。
So because in the CV she exaggerated a lot of things, it's not the real her.
她自己看看也觉得好像这个不是我。
And when she looked back on her former CV, she found it very laughable. That's not really me, she said.
就是找不到。
She couldn't find a job because of that CV, based on that CV.
然后后来她就把它改做真实的我。
Eventually, she changed the CV to reflect her real self.
当然这个条件就看起来不太一样，差很多。
Of course, then her qualifications would be much lowered.
真的很奇妙, 她找到工作。
But wonderfully, she found a job.
这个过程啊, 是一个很 见证,
the whole process is a very good testimony.
为什么他找到工作?
How come that she could find a job?
给他了,
it's given to her by God.
那你几个印证都没有关系，神要给你，神就会感动那个人就给你。
No matter how many people apply for the job, if God is to give the job to you, it will be yours.
所以耶利哥城为什么可以倒塌
？So how come we can conquer the city of Jericho?
第二节，神对耶稣来说，我已经给你了。
Verse 2, God said to Joshua, I have given to you.
当然，耶稣也要努力去做。
Of course, Joshua needs to put in the best effort.
所以从第三节他开始。
So that's why from verse 3 he started to work hard.
但是因为神已经给他了，所以他的努力下去就得到了。
Because God has already given it to him, so when he worked very hard, then it will be given.
好，那我们现在看为什么要把耶利哥打下来？第一个征战。
For the first battle, how come that we have to conquer the city of Jericho?
因为耶利哥代表罪恶的城。
Because the city of Jericho represents the city of sin.
我们在前面有看到耶利哥里面的妓女。
We can see that in the city of Jericho, we've got harlots.
耶利哥也是一座低于海拔的一座城。
Jericho is a city located well below sea level.
记得那个一个人从耶路撒冷要往耶利哥去吗？
Can you remember a certain man traveling down from Jerusalem to Jericho?
半路上被强盗打了半死。
Halfway he was beaten half dead by the robbers.
那是一路的走下坡啊。
That refers to going downhill.
这是罪恶的城。
It is a city of sin.
所以攻占要把占领迦南地，如果耶利哥没有把它打掉，耶利哥会变成祸患无穷的一个地。
So if you are to conquer the land of Canaan without defeating the city of Jericho, then the city of Jericho will be the source of all your future problems.
怎样让我们的心成为迦南地？
How can we enable our heart to become the land of Canaan?
真的有丰盛的平安跟喜乐。
That we have abundant great peace and joy in us.
第一个就是要把我们心里面的耶利哥把它打倒。
The first thing is to conquer the city of Jericho within our heart.
就是要把罪从罪性啊，从我们心里面把它打倒。
That means that we have got to conquer the nature of sin within us.
如果这个罪没有把它打倒，没有平安。
If we cannot defeat sin within us, we will never have peace.
这个罪会成为祸源。
This sin will become the source of all your future disasters.
所以要占领这个迦南地，神的国啊，第一个要对付我们内心的罪。
So to conquer the land of Canaan, the kingdom of God, the first thing to defeat is the sin within our heart.
那要怎么对付我们内心的罪
？So how can we conquer the sin?
也是要照圣经的神的方法。
Has to be done according to the method prescribed by God.
看第三节
，verse
three.
Chapter 6 verse 3.
说一切边疆围绕。成，一次六日要这样行。第四节
，verse four，
七日要绕七次，到第七次要吹角，这是一个很特别的攻打方法。
This is a very unique way of warfare.
没有打仗是这样打。
No one would fight a battle like this.
把约柜抬在前面，一天绕一圈。
They bring the ark in front and they will go round the city once a day.
七天绕第七圈。
On the seventh day, seven times.
大叫就倒了。
And they shout, blow the trumpet, and the wall fell.
所以这个这么高大的城墙，用这么简单的方法倒下来。
So with such a simple method, they can defeat the mighty wall.
所以不要把救恩想做太复杂。
So don't make salvation too complicated.
其实救恩也可以用很简单的方法得到。
In actual fact, we can receive salvation through simple means.
你要把罪恶拿掉，怎么拿
？How can we take away sin?
其实方法很简单的。
In actual fact, it is very simple.
抬着约柜啊。
To take up the ark.
天天绕你心中的罪。
Every day it will go around the sin in our heart every once.
也绕到第七天。
Until the seventh day.
那这人就倒了。
Then it will fall.
是很自然的。
This is very natural.
所以对付罪，你只有把约柜抬在前面。
So in order to defeat sin, we must bring the ark up front.
除了这个，你没有方法。
Apart from this, there is no other method.
心中的罪你打不掉了。
You can never defeat the sin in your heart.
这是铜墙铁壁的。
It is made of it's a mighty fortress.
打拿不掉。
It is something that we can never take away.
你没有拿掉就没有平安。
If you do not take it away, you will never find peace.
罪在你里面没有平安。
If sin is in you, then you will never have peace.
所以要信仰生活，第一个就要把罪拿掉。
So in a journey of faith, the first thing is to take away sin.
天天为你的缺点祷告。
Every day we pray for our shortcomings.
过了一段时间，你发现你缺点就会减少或者 就垮台了。
After a while, then you find out that your shortcomings will be minimized or it will actually be gone completely.
有一个弟兄很喜欢看电影。
A certain brother loves movies.
我讲我们当中有很多人哦，也喜欢看电影。
I'm sure that amongst us, many people love to watch movies,
或者看电视,
or watch TV,
或者上网,
or browse the internet.
要花很多时间,
we may spend a lot of time on it.
后来他自己觉得这不对, 已经被他捆绑。
Then eventually this brother realized that it is wrong because he is being bound by this.
有一天没有看就觉得好像一件事情还没有做完。
If you do not watch a movie a day, then it seems that something is missing in his life.
没有来教会，没有读圣经，没有祷告，他也不会觉得怎样。没有看电影，就好像一件事情还没有做完。
Not coming to church, not praying, not reading the Bible seems nothing to him. But if he doesn't watch a movie a day, then it seems that something in his life is missing.
后来他就开始祷告。
Then he started praying.
每天早上进食。
Every morning he fasts
一餐了,
one meal.
绕着他这个坏习惯祷告,
to pray and go around his bad habit.
他说自己见证啊，他说很奇妙，他过了一个月。
He testified that after a month,
那个倒了, 看电影那个倒了。
Very wonderfully that sin that wall fell.
他不会想要看，不是说我很想看，不得看，不可以看。
He no longer felt that he need or he wants, he must watch a movie.
倒了，他不会想看。
It's defeated, it's conquered. He no longer wants to watch a movie.
美国有一个城叫 Las Vegas.
There is a Las Vegas in America.
这个等于英国哪一个城？英国有没有？没有，没有。你如果要看索多玛，就去那看。
If you want to see Sodom, then you should go to Las Vegas.
晚上比白天漂亮。
That the evening is more beautiful. It's prettier than the day.
非常漂亮。
It's a very nice city.
赌博的地方。
It is a place for gambling.
有一个弟兄啊，他还没有信主以前呢。
For a certain brother before he believed in Jesus.
他每隔一个礼拜就要去一次。
Every other week he needs to go to Vegas.
他知道去会输钱，他输一输就很痛快就回来。
He knew that he would lose money, but he has to go and lose some money before he feels comfortable.
他后来信主，过了他两年。
After 2 years believing in Jesus,
因为我们在拉斯维加有信徒住在那里。
Because we also have members living in Vegas.
那有一天啊，就邀他去。
So one time, he was invited.
那你没地方住啊？我们到了旅馆，因为我以前在那赌多了，都有那个金卡。
So
旅馆都是半价也。
He was introduced to this hotel because he would get half price.
那后来回来。
And when he returned,
他跟我讲,
he said to me,
他说很奇妙的,
he said very wonderfully,
我以前常常要去赌,
previously, I loved to gamble.
那我这次住在那个旅馆,
but this time when I live at that particular hotel,
我要试试看我到底有没有改变,
I need to test to find out whether I have changed or not.
他发现他从那边走过去,
so he walked around,
他一点点想要赌的那个欲念都没有。
He had no desire whatsoever to gamble.
不是说我很想赌啊，信耶稣不能赌，很痛苦，不是这样。
It's not a feeling that I want to gamble, but because I'm a Christian, I cannot. So that would be a very hurtful feeling.
一点那个欲望都没有。
In actual fact, he has no desire whatsoever to gamble.
耶利哥倒了。
That Jericho had fell.
很自然的倒了。
It's naturally it fell.
所以诸位。对付罪恶不是用决心而已。
And so it's not just through sheer determination that we can overcome sin.
决心打不掉罪恶，如果打得掉，天下早就太平了。
If determination alone can defeat sin, then we will have peace in the world a long time ago.
对付罪恶要绕耶，要抬着约柜绕耶利哥。
To overcome sin, we have got to take up the ark and go around Jericho.
他自己就会倒。
Then it will fall automatically.
这是神的能力。
Because that's the power of God.
这是一种恩典。
That is grace.
这是一种体验。
That is an experience.
增加你的信心。
To increase your faith.
真的很奇妙。
Very wonderfully.
所以诸位，你有没有耶利哥？
So do you have a Jericho?
有。
Yes.
每个人都有。
I'm sure that everyone have a Jericho.
一定要抬耶利哥，把它打倒了，你才能够得到迦南地。
It's only after we have defeated Jericho, then we can inherit.
才有真的心灵的平安跟喜乐。
That truly we have a peace and joy in our heart.
被罪恶控制的人是没有平安喜乐。
One who is controlled by sin will never gain joy and peace.
因为神不会住在这个人的心里。
Because God will never dwell within that person.
所以耶利哥的攻倒是非常的奇妙。
So the defeat of Jericho is wonderful.
他们原来想的困难竟然 没有发生。
The difficulty is that they thought, they feared, actually never happened.
那城墙高大，原来都没有发生。
A mighty strong fortress, nothing could stop them.
这是一个很奇妙的一个神迹。
It's a wonderful miracle.
那为什么神说，我把这个城给你？
How come that God says, I have given Jericho to you?
他很容易把它打倒。
It's easy for him to defeat.
如果我们在第五章，
If we read chapter 5,
我们可以看到他们做两件事情。
We can see that they have done two things.
第一个事情就是经过基甲受割礼。
Firstly, it's at Gilgal, they were circumcised.
这个割礼当然就是除掉情欲，是一种自洁。
Circumcision is a way of self-cleansing, self-sanctification, to remove all these fleshly desires.
第二个。
Secondly,
守逾越节。
They keep the Passover.
这是一种预备工作。
It's a work of preparation.
但是关键是在十三节。
But the crux of the matter lies with verse 13.
在靠耶利哥的时候，他一看有一个人拔着刀站在约书亚对面。
When they were near the city of Jericho, Joshua saw someone opposite with a sword drawn.
所以十四节。
And verse 14.
我是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
I come as commander of the army of the Lord.
所以这一对以色列百姓到底是谁在带领他们？
So in actual fact, who is truly leading the Israelites?
是天上的神。
It is actually God in heaven.
是他们的元帅。
God in heaven is their commander.
所以那个物质的耶利哥要打倒，原来是有一场属灵的征战。
So to defeat the city of Jericho physically, in actual fact, is a spiritual battle.
所以神要来做他们的元帅。
So God is going to be their commander.
所以这个十五节呀。脚脱下来，你所站的地方是圣地。
That's why in verse 15, God says, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you stand is holy."
神同在。
God is with him.
这是关键。
That's the important thing.
我们要再回想一下，神告诉摩西怎么讲。
Can you recall what God said to Moses?
八十岁的时候说，我要与你同在。
At the age of 80, God says, "I'm to be with you."
对，差不多所有的困难在旷野。都解决了。
So all the difficulties in the wilderness could be resolved.
不是摩西能。
It's not because of the ability of Moses.
是因为神说我要与你同在。
It's because God says I will be with you.
约书亚第一章，神说我要与你同在。
Joshua chapter 1, God told him that God will be with him.
所以过约旦河攻耶利哥，这个是非常难的。
So although it seems difficult to cross the river Jordan or to conquer the city of Jericho,
看起来都很简单。
But it seems very easy now.
因为神说我要与你同在。
Because God says I will be with you.
我们在做圣工服侍神，这是一个关键。
And this is the crux of the matter when we work for the Lord and serve Him.
怎么让那个至高的神与我们同在
？How can we enable the Almighty God to be with us?
如果至高的神与我们同在
，If the Almighty God is with us,
你还忧虑有哪一个困难不能解决吗
？Why would you worry that there are difficulties which we cannot overcome?
在神无所不能。
To God, nothing is impossible.
这是关键。
And that is the main thing.
但是如果这个关键我们没有把握
if we do not hold fast to this principle,
一直要用人的方法，要人怎么去解决困难，你发现出力很多，效果很少。
If we insist on using human methods and strategies, to solve our problems, then we see that we spend a lot of resources and efforts, but the result would be minimal.
所以做圣工原来是很轻松的。
So in actual fact, working for the Lord is very easy.
为什么
？Why？
因为做圣工，我们只是一个器皿。
Because in terms of divine work, we are but a vessel.
是神亲自通过我们这个器皿在做工的。
It is God who made use of us as a vessel to work.
是神的能力在成就的。
It is the work, the power of God to accomplish.
所以做圣工本来是很轻松的。
So in actual fact, the work of God is light and easy.
虽然有千斤的重担压下来。
Although the burden may seem hard.
如果有神同在。
If God is with us.
这个都算不了什么。
It counts for nothing.
因为神在我们里面。
Because God is within us.
谁能够把我们压倒呢
？Who can oppress us?
有那个哪一个重担不可以把我们压垮呢
？Which burden would oppress us？
所以这个神的同在是一个关键。
So the principle is to have God's presence with us。
如果我们没有去寻找这个重点
，If we do not seek out this main point，
一直在想方法
，But we just look at different methods，
策略
strategies，
你会发现做得很辛苦，没有果效。
Then we find that we work we toiled but the effect would be minimal。
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Verse 10, chapter 10, sorry.
四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明莫大的能力是出于神，而不是出于我们。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
所以说我们是瓦器。
And it tells us that we are earthen vessels.
什么是瓦器？
What's earthen vessels?
掉在地上就破掉了。
You throw it on the floor, on the ground, it will be shattered.
是很脆弱的。
Yeah, it's very fragile.
但是要发出莫大的能力。
But it is to manifest the excellence of the power.
为什么？
Why?
宝贝在里面。
Because we have this treasure in us.
这个宝贝是什么？
What's this treasure?
有的解释做职分。
Somebody says it is our commission.
有的解释做圣灵。
Some may explain this as our Holy Spirit.
那在这瓦器发出莫大的能力。
That this earthen vessel will demonstrate the excellence of God's power.
那这个莫大能力表现是什么？
What's this power?
第八节。
Verse 8.
四面受敌却不困住。
That we are hard pressed on every side yet not crushed.
你看英文又比较清楚哦。每一个方向啊都有敌人在攻击啊，但是你不会被压垮了。
So we are being attacked from all sides, but we will never be defeated.
莫大的能力在身上发出来。
Because the excellence of power is manifest upon us.
打倒了不死亡。
We are struck down but not destroyed.
你看彼得被人用石头保罗被人用石头打，因为死了吧，拖到城外去。
Paul was struck down by stones, he could escape out of the city.
他以为死了就大家就走了。
Because everyone thought that he was dead.
保罗起来。
But he was able to rise again.
又到下一个城去传。
And he go on to the next city to preach.
为什么石头不能打死？
How come that he was not hurt by the stones?
因为他身上有莫大的能力。
Because upon him is the excellence of the power.
神的能力在他身上。
The power of God is upon him.
打倒就不致死了。
That he was struck down but not destroyed.
身上常常带着耶稣的死，这耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
什么叫做带着耶稣的死？
What do you mean by the carrying about the dying of the Lord Jesus?
耶稣的死是最大的受苦。
The Lord Jesus' death is his greatest suffering.
所以为着主耶稣的这个工作。他常常受苦。
So for the sake of the work of the Lord Jesus, he suffered a lot.
是耶稣的生，主耶稣那个生命能够显现出来。
So that the life of Jesus can be manifested.
这就是神的能力。
That's the power of God.
所以耶利哥攻倒是因为神与他们同在。
So that's why the destruction of Jericho is due to the reason that God was with them.
神把这个城交给他们。
God gave the city in their hands.
所以攻打耶利哥竟然是这么简单。
So it is such a simple task to defeat the city of Jericho.
这是给我们一个很大的一个勉励。
It gives us great encouragement.
如果神同工，
if God works with us,
没有一个工作是困难的。
Then no piece of work is too difficult.
这个是一个关键。
That is the main principle.
神有没有同在？
It's whether God is with us or not.
神有没有同工？
It's whether God works with us.
这是最大的关键。
This is the most important part.
那耶利哥倒了以后。
After the destruction of Jericho,
接下去我们就看到他们在攻爱城。
Then we see that they continue to attack Ai.
那这个攻爱城，我们大家都很熟悉这个故事。
And I'm sure that we're all very familiar with the story of Ai.
攻爱城失败了。
They were defeated at Ai.
第五节，三十六个被杀死。
And in verse 5 it tells us that 36 were killed.
那为什么一个这么强的耶利哥可以攻败？但是一个小小的爱神竟然被他们打败。
How could they defeat the mighty strong fortress of Jericho, but they could not defeat the small city of Ai?
我们可以从两个方向来了解。
We can look at it from two aspects.
第一个方向我们常常谈论。
The first thing that we often mention.
因为在以色列百姓有一个亚干。
Because amongst the Israelites, there was someone named Achan.
这个亚干有罪。
And he...sinned.
因为有罪，所以神就没有跟这个团体同在。
Because there is sin amongst the people, God was no longer with them.
所以这个团体就没有神同在，他就被打败。
Without the presence of God, they were defeated.
然后后来亚干把他抓出来，打死又得胜。
And at the end, Achan was found, and he was stoned to death, and the Israelites resumed their victory.
那我们有没有看那个《使徒行传》里面，为什么神这么严厉的对付亚拿尼亚？
Do you realize why God was so harsh towards Ananias in the book of Acts?
因为神充满着使徒教会。
Because God fulfills the apostolic church.
神同在的地方是不容许有罪恶存在的。
Wherever God was present, He would not allow the presence of sin.
但是亚拿尼亚欺骗圣灵。
But Ananias, he deceived the Holy Spirit.
所以后来就死了。
And so eventually he died.
整个教会充满着敬畏。
And the church was filled with fear.
因为敬畏就不敢犯罪。
Because of this fear, they dare not sin.
你这样，如果亚拿尼亚发生在伦敦教会。
If the incident of Ananias happened in London church.
下个礼拜六哈，要进会堂以前，我想每个人先默祷一下悔改，不然下一个就轮到我们。
I'm sure during next service, everyone before they enter into the chapel, they'll first pray and repent before they enter. Otherwise, they fear that they might be the next Ananias.
你绝对不敢犯罪。
You dare not sin again.
如果你犯罪，你不敢进到会堂。
If you dare sin, then you would dare not enter the chapel.
那教会圣洁，神就同工同在了。
When the church is sanctified, then the Lord will be in their midst and work with them.
所以亚干一丢失，神同在就得胜了。
So after the death of Achan, God's presence was resumed, and they were victorious again.
所以每一次属灵的复兴，我们仔细看圣经里面，每一次的属灵的复兴都有经历悔改。
If you search the scriptures, then every spiritual revival must be preceded by repentance.
我们在圣经有没有找得到一个例子说经历属灵的复兴没有悔改的呢
？Can you find an example of spiritual revival?Without repentance beforehand?
差不多没有。
Maybe not.
悔改是第一步。
Repentance is the first step.
把罪拿掉。
To take away sin.
我们才能够靠近神。
Then we can draw near to God.
教会里面洁净，神才能够住在里面。
It's only after the church has been sanctified that God will live in this midst.
所以这个悔改的道理是为着得福，不是不是要责备。
So repentance is not to punish, to receive blessings.
是一种谦卑。
It is a way of demonstrating humility.
谦卑在神面前才能蒙神高升。
Only when you humble before God, then you can be exalted by God.
现在人讲得很好听是自尊。
Now we say self-respect.
所以不喜欢悔改。
That's why we don't want to repent.
我有听过慕道者讲，哇，你们教会传道不会讲道理。
I've heard a truth seeker says, you know, in the TJC, the preachers don't know how to preach.
人家教会的传道很会讲道理。
Other denominations, preachers are very eloquent.
为什么？
Why?
他们讲道理没有罪恶感。
Because in their sermons, they don't make you feel the sense, a sense of wrong.
你犯了罪，他可以用耶稣来讲道理，没有罪恶感。
Even though you have sinned, they can use the love of Jesus to enable you not to feel that you have sinned at all.
这个口才是一流的。
Maybe the eloquence is first class.
但是这能不能救的？
But this, such words cannot save.
关键在这里。
This is the crux of the matter.
如果我们能够讲到让人悔改。
If our sermons can enable people to repent,
好像彼得扎在讲道人扎在心里面
like the sermon of Peter, which pierced the heart of many,
这是另外一种口才
that's another type of eloquence,
就是神的道像两刃的利剑扎进去
that is the word of God like a two-edged sword,
悔改
to enable repentance,
新生命就开始
then that will regenerate a new life,
神的同工神的同在就开始
the presence of God and God's working with us will begin.
亚干这个罪对付完了，神就同工。
It's only after we have deal with the sin of Achan that God start to work again.
这是非常重要的。
That's something very important.
所以我们不要小看小罪。
So do not despise or look down on small minor sins.
小小的罪也会阻挡神听我们祷告。
Because even minor faults will obstruct our prayers to God.
我记得有一次在祷告会。
I remember one time during prayer session.
有一个那个时候六七岁的小妹妹来见证，她怎么得圣灵？
There was a 6-7-year-old young girl bearing testimony as to how she received the Holy Spirit.
神啊，赦免我。
She said, "Lord, forgive me."
因为我在家里常常跟我妹妹吵架。
Because I often quarrel with my sister at home.
哎，小孩子吵架不是小事吗？
We say, no, argument between children at home is such a small thing.
因为那一次她这样祷告，那一次她得圣灵，我就看到异象。
But when she prayed like that, she received the Holy Spirit. She also saw visions.
所以对付我们内心的亚干，这是多么的重要。
So how important it is to deal with the Achan in the heart.
一个小小的亚干也会让神离开我们。
Even one Achan will cause God to depart from us.
神一离开我们，一个小小的爱神，我们就被打败了。
After God departed from us, then even a little city like I will not be able to overcome a little city.
很困难了。
It becomes a difficult task.
因为神没有同在。
Because God is not in our midst.
这是我们常常提到的一点。
This is something that we mentioned often.
但是还有一点。
But there is another point.
为什么亚干被打败？不是在爱城被打败。
How come they were defeated at Ai?
如果我们从整个过程来看。
If we look through the whole process.
第六章他们打败耶利哥。
In chapter 6, they defeated Jericho.
到第七章他们要攻爱城。
In chapter 7, they are about to attack Ai.
如果我们从第二节一直看下去。
If we start to read from verse 2,
第三节。
Verse 3.
说众民都不必上去，只要两三千个人就能攻打爱城，不必劳累众人，因为那里人很少。我们仔细看这个过程第一个，他没有求问神。
First thing,If we look through the whole process, is that they did not seek God.
说这个城很小。
They said, "Oh, the city is small."
为什么这样讲
？Why did they say that?
大跟小是比较的。
Because big and large and small is just comparative.
他说这个城很小，意思就是说耶利哥城很大。
They said that this is a small place because they say Jericho is a big place.
那如果耶利哥城很大，这个算什么？
So if Jericho is big, then what is this? It's nothing.
那个都可以倒了，这个算什么？
If the big city can fall, then this counts as nothing.
那个要大家造，所以这个算什么？
那个
耶利哥要很多人去造。
For the city of Jericho, many people, we all need to go around it.
这个算不了什么，两三千个人就可以了。
But this is such a small place, only 2,000 or 3,000 will suffice.
这个是什么？
What's this?
自信。
Self-confidence.
因为前面的成功。
Because due to prior success,
使他们产生自信。
It generates self-confidence.
所以这个没有问题。
So this is no problem for this one.
没有求问神。
They did not seek God.
他有没有抬月柜出来？
They did not bring out the ark.
没有。
No.
为什么
？Why?
两三千人就可以了。
Even 2,000 or 3,000 is enough.
人就可以了。
Man is enough.
两三千就可以了。
2,000 or 3,000 is enough.
不必神
God is not necessary.
这个就是自信。
That's self-confidence.
所以自信就失败了。
Self-confidence lead to failure.
所以我们在服侍神一个很潜在的危机就是自信。
A hidden danger when we serve God is.Too much over self-confidence.
那这个自信有两种来源。
There are two sources of this self-confidence.
第一个是从世界上的成就来的。
First is your success in life.
一个公司我都可以管理得很好。
I can manage a big company.
教会五六十个人。
There are only 50 or 60 in the church.
这小意思。
That's nothing.
复兴教会就是要一二三四把公司的那个管理规则全部都带来。
In order to revive the church, this is what you must do. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you bring your concept in the company into the church.
也没有强调祷告。
You never emphasize on prayer.
也不必强调悔改。
You don't need to emphasize on repentance.
也不必强调神的同工。
You don't need to emphasize the presence of God.
就把管理这个很成功的公司那个套到教会里面来。
Just bring some management theory into the church.
这个是什么？
What's this?
自信。
Self-confidence.
从世界的成就来的自信。
Self-confidence because of the success in life.
有时候我在开会，我在看那个人发言很大胆，而且很强烈。
Sometimes during meetings, we can see that some speaks with great authority.
我就这样想。
And I think to myself.
如果今天他今天失业了。
If today he becomes unemployed.
他会这样讲吗？
Would he say the same thing again?
如果他今天生了重病。
If he is terminally ill today.
他会这样讲吗？
Would he say this thing?
如果他今天破产。
If he becomes a bankrupt.
他这么多钱全部都没有了。
If he has lost all his wealth.
他会这样讲吗？
Would he say the same thing?
我常常发现一个人在教会讲得很大胆。
Some speak boldly during meetings.
主张很强烈。
They insist on their ideas.
原来背后是从世界带来的自信。
Because it is self-confidence brought to him through the success in his world.
带到教会里面来。
And he brought this into the world, into the
church. 很可能在世界很有才能。
Maybe he was very gifted and skilled in this world.
但是这种自信带来做圣工，对教会是有妨害的。
But such self-confidence when brought into the church will be detrimental to the development.
是不能成就什么的。
Because it could accomplish nothing.
属灵的事情不是世界上的条件就能够成就的。
Spiritual matters could not be accomplished through your success in life.
这个是我们要彻底的了解。
This is something that we must understand very clearly.
所以有时候我在教会里面看到，那个圣工最发展的教会，常常是信徒都很普通的信徒。
So sometimes when I see the most prosperous church always consists of, you know, very ordinary looking members.
他们觉得大家都很普通啊，所以祷告就很迫切啊，只有靠神啊。
They all realize that they are nobody, so they pray particularly hard and they rely on the Lord particularly.
人事就很发展啊。
And so that's why the divine work prospers.
但是有时候我们在教会里面看到所谓很多人才。
Sometimes in the church we may see a lot of gifted persons.
所谓的很多人才
The so-called gifted members
圣工就是不会发展
But unfortunately divine work could not prosper
为什么
Why not
因为这些人才他也知道他是人才
Because all these gifted members knows that they are well gifted
因为他在世界上有成就
Because they have success in life
那因为知道自己有一些才能
Because they realize that they are gifted
人就很难在神面前说神啊我不行你来帮助我
Then it becomes very difficult for them to say before God thatLord, I am unworthy. Please come and help me.
人常常会觉得就是因为我行，所以我在世界有成就。
Many people say because I can, that's why I succeed in life.
因为我行，所以大家选我。你看选票我最高。
Because I can, that's why I gathered the most number of votes during elections.
所以有名利基础。
That's why I've got a foundation of fame and status.
那这种人怎么样在神面前说神啊，我不行
？So how can these people lower themselves and say before?For God, no, I am unable.
如果我们没有办法在神面前承认我不行
，If we cannot confess before God that we are unable,
神会祝福我们的工作吗
？Do you think God will bless the work of our hands?
如果神祝福我们的工作
，If God bless our work,
我们不是会骄傲吗？
Won't we become very proud?
因为我们没有靠神，我们就做成了圣工。
Because if we don't rely on God and able to accomplish divine work,
如果我们靠神做完了
if we can finish this work.
靠着神做成了。
If we rely on the Lord,
我们知道不行。
We know that we cannot.
我们做成了，我们会感恩。
Then when we realize that we cannot, but we trust the Lord, then we will be thankful.
因为我不行，所以这个工作做成不是我做的，这是神做的。
When we realize that we can't, then we say that the work could be accomplished.Because of God's power.
但是当我觉得我行
But when we say to ourselves that I can
圣工做成了
Then when the work, divine work is completed
我会荣耀神吗
Would I bring glory to God?
很难的
It's difficult
我们都觉得是我
Because we say this is because of me
当一个人开始觉悟圣工做成是因为我
When people realize or say to themselves that the work could be completed because of me
这个就是失败的开始
That's the beginning of your failure
因为这会夺取神的荣耀。
Because you are taking over the glory of God.
所以从世界上的自信带到教会来，这是危险的。
So it is dangerous to bring the self-confidence of the world into the church.
另外一种自信
，another type of self-confidence
是从属灵上来的
，as from the spiritual level.
这个也是危险的。
This is also dangerous.
好，我们来看腓立比书。
Let's look at the book of Philippians.
Philippians.
Chapter 3. Verse 3.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督 耶稣基督里夸口不是靠着肉体、
Verse 3 For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh
你看英文呢就比较容易了解 confidence in the flesh.
So we're talking about the confidence in the flesh.
靠肉体，这不是属灵的。
So this is not spiritual at all.
从肉体来的信心。
So this is the confidence in the flesh.
所以，保罗听到哥罗这个腓立比教会那里好多人在夸。
And、
保罗说：“如果要夸从肉体来的那种信心，我比你们多。”
And so Paul realized that many are boasting in the church in Philippi. So he says, "If you want to boast, then physically speaking, I have a lot to boast about."
好，那从第四节
，verse four.
其实我也可以靠着肉体。如果别人讲他可以靠着肉体，我更可以。
Verse 4, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so.
到底保罗讲的肉体是什么？
What kind of flesh is Paul talking, was Paul talking about?
第五节。
Verse 5.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族的便雅悯支派人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人。第六节。
Verse 6.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的意义来说，我是无可指摘的，这个叫做肉体。
So this is what we call the flesh.
也就是说，肉体来的信心。
So that's the faith based on the flesh, the confidence in the flesh.
就是他是法利赛人。
That means that he was he claimed himself to be a Pharisee.
严守摩西的律法。
He uphold the law of Moses.
这一些哈，在成就。基督的工作是都没有效用。
All these are useless or futile when we want to fulfill the work of Christ.
所以过去我当为有损的第七节。
In verse 7 it says,
我现在都看到做基督当做因基督当做有损，过去当做有益的。
What things were gained to me that I've counted loss for Christ.
所以我们在服事神。
So when we serve God,
任何一个会影响我们全心靠神的那个，我们都要很小心。
We have got to be very careful, or with regard to anything that would affect our total reliance on God.
我是神学院读了三年出来的。
I have completed 3 years of theological seminary training.
真的，那个神学院的毕业证书就会让你做工更有果效吗？
Would your graduate certificate enable you to be more effective in serving the Lord?
如果我们靠那个证书在做工，不是靠主耶稣，那个就是肉体呀，所产生的信心呢？
If we work relying on our graduation certificate rather than on Jesus, then we are our confidence will be wrong.
那因为我们会祷告，所以我们就会做工吗？
Is it because we know how to pray, then we know how to work?
把工作做成是归因于我们会祷告。
We can complete the work is because we can pray. We know how to pray.
这个是很危险的。
And that becomes dangerous as well.
我们顺工能够做成，这是因为神的怜悯。
We can accomplish the divine work is because of the duty, completely due to the mercy of God.
那祷告是什么？
What is prayer?
祷告是我们觉得不配，我们做不成一种向神的祈求。
A prayer is our intercession to God because we felt that we were unworthy or we are unable.
所以这个神迹行出来之后，彼得说：“你们以为是我的虔诚让这个人走路吗？”
So after he performed a miracle, Peter said, "Do you think it's because of my piety or my zeal towards God that would enable this man to walk again?"
如果是因为彼得的虔诚，这个人起来走，彼得就有一个自信。
If it is due to Peter's piety, then Peter would have self-confidence in himself.
这个人起来走是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
This man was able to rise and walk is because of the name of Jesus Nazareth.
所以荣耀要归给那个拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
So the glory must be given to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
不是归给彼得的虔诚。
Not to the piety of Peter.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
So we have to be very cautious.
不能够把任何一个圣工做成的因素归于任何一个人的原因，包括他的虔诚，他很会祷告。
We cannot accredit the success of the divine work due to personal things like piety or prayers or things like that.
这是因为神的怜悯。
It's all because of the mercy of God.
还有主耶稣。大能的权柄
plus the mighty authority of Lord Jesus.
所以圣工才做成
That's why the work could be accomplished.
我们有这样的一个认识
If we have this understanding,
我 们就会谦卑。
Then we will know how to humble ourselves.
那我们才能够继续蒙神同在同工。
Then we God will continually be with us and work with us.
我们才能够成为一个器皿。
Then we can become a vessel.
所以摩西能够服侍神四十年到他死。
So Moses could serve the Lord for 40 years till his death.
不简单。
It's not simple at all.
保罗能够服侍神到他死，不简单。
It's not simple that Paul could serve the Lord till his death.
保罗知道有一个界限。
Paul realized that there is a boundary.
他不能够跨过去。
That is something that he cannot cross over.
但是当一个人做圣工有成就的时候
，But when someone is successful in divine works，
当一个人产生自信心的时候
，When someone generate a lot of self confidence in him，
人常常跨过了界限。
Then man can often step over this boundary.
跨过了界限就是服事结束的开始。
To step over this boundary is the beginning of our end to our servitude.
所谓跨过界限，就是有一些事情是神不要你做的，但是你强要做。
To cross over the boundary means there are things which God don't want you to do, but you insist on doing it yourself.
那个就是服事结束的开始。
That's the beginning of our end to our service to God.
所以一个人可以轰轰烈烈的服事一阵子。
So some may serve the Lord mightily for a little while.
但是能够服侍神，愿意愿你用你到你为死，这个才是真正我们要努力的工作。
But the real thing that we must labor for is the fact that we can serve the Lord until the end when God finishes with us.
所以服侍神真的是需要不断的学习。
And so to serve the Lord, we need to learn all continuously.
要不断的长进。
We have got to advance continuously.
所以诸位，我们在这里。刚刚开始。
So for every one of us, we may be making a beginnings. We're making a start here.
我们能够服侍神多久？
How long can we serve the Lord?
完全在于我们本身。
It's entirely up to ourselves.
我们要用什么态度来服侍他？
What kind of mindset do we want to use to serve Him?
如果我们的态度正确，
If our mindset or if our attitude is correct,
我们可以在神面前继续的服侍。
Then we can continue to serve the Lord.
但是如果我们没有一直在成长，
However, if we stop growing,
我们的服事就没有办法继续下去。
Then it will be impossible for us to continue to serve the Lord.